In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we're doing the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the theme, the Verbum Domini theme we're going to look at, and then the theme of the day is the mystery of death. And we have these readings. And then the gospel is about raising a dead child to tell us death does not have the last word. Alright, well, we'll start with Lectio Divina, which is Verbum Domini number 86. Here it is. The title is The Prayerful Reading of Sacred Scripture and Lectio Divina. Remember, the Pope is commenting in this apostolic exhortation on the work of the Council. And it was the work of the Council that is called Verbum Domini, the first words of the Councils of the Synods. Deliberations. They give that, all the deliberations, to the Pope, and he goes over them and then writes an apostolic exhortation after every one of these synods. That's all new. That's all since Vatican II, that they have these synods calling bishops from all over the world to come together and, consider and discuss and debate something. There's been on marriage, there's been something beautiful of these. And the one they're preparing now, the synod in preparation, which will probably take place in a year or two, is on the new evangelization. But before the new evangelization is the one on the Word of God. That's the proper order. So now we're at the part where we're talking about our own personal participation in this Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And they use a word which comes down, as I'm going to show you. It's Lectio Divina, means what? Divine reading. That's what happens when we read the Scriptures. So, we'll look at the text now. The Synod frequently insisted on the need for a prayerful approach to the sacred text as a fundamental element in the spiritual life of every believer. I'm quoting. You hear that, all you believers? You're supposed to be reading the Scriptures with prayer and awaiting those moments of revelation when the Lord opens up this text for you and it takes your breath away. You're supposed to know that. That's part of your heritage, part of your strength. It's where you get the strength to be faithful to your vocation, to get through the tough parts of marriage, this is how. The Word of God is really the Lord Himself dwelling in your heart through the Word. And so this is what he's going to talk about now. So the fundamental element in the spiritual life of every believer is reading of the Scriptures. In the various ministries and states of life, with particular reference now to this Lectio Divina, the Word of God is at the basis of all authentic spirituality. You got it? It was a big excitement some years ago because we're looking around for spirituality and we're cut off from our own traditions because we were too dumb to know they were there. And so we learned all kinds of stuff about Buddhism and Hinduism and Taoism and all that stuff. And it's very earnest. But here's the difference, my friends. That work is a discipline to get you into a deeper level of your own spirit. Whereas Lectio Divina is an openness to have God himself come and dwell and instruct you. Hans von Balthasar used to say that if you're not careful, you get in contact with, you get into a rut, you get into a practice of what he calls spiritual technology. You do all these things and boop, out comes an experience of eternity. It's done. The best you can do with all of that is come into the part of your soul that is open to God. It's not God. It's the openness to God. Only God can fill that openness. Nobody else and no other system. Which doesn't mean that people who follow that in goodwill are deprived of grace because the Lord has mercy on them and talks to them. I've been in interreligious dialogue, and I remember this one wonderful Buddhist man from Thailand, and there was no doubt in my mind that the day he dies and he meets Jesus, if he doesn't meet him before, he's going to say, "You're the one I've always been looking for." There was such a purity of heart in this man, and very intelligent and knew his own. And as we dialogued, it was clear that if I was going to get anywhere, I would have to learn his language to find out what words like person meant to him. But we're still good friends. We don't correspond, but I have great respect for him. He's got to meet a saint and a mystic who's in love with Jesus. Then he's going to see it. Philosophers, he's beyond them already. All right, we have to get on with our work here. So the Constitution, De Verbum, this is Verbum Domini. De Verbum is from the Vatican Council. Let the faithful go gladly to the sacred text itself, whether in the sacred liturgy, which is full of the divine words, or in devout reading, or in such suitable exercises and various other helps, which, with the approval and guidance of the pastors of the Church, are happily spreading everywhere in our day. That was one of the big fruits of Vatican II, huh? Was this explosion of interest on the part of Catholics in the Bible. All sorts of books came out on how to read the Bible and so forth. Let them remember, however, this is the council again, De Verbum. Let them remember, however, that prayer should accompany the reading of the sacred scripture. I'm going to talk about that. What are the steps in Lectio Divina? We'll go on with our text for now. The council thus sought to reappropriate the great patristic tradition, which had always recommended approaching the scripture in dialogue with God. You read for a while and you stop. And you put your heart at peace and you ask God to explain it to you. And he does. And it gets to be that you get to know it's not just another thought. There's more to it. There's more light. There's more profundity. There's more peace. It's not just a bright idea I got reading the scriptures. It's the Holy Spirit. And you get to know the difference. And when that starts to happen, you can hardly wait to get back to read the Bible. So you may have to cross the desert before you get to the promised land. We all do. But stick at it. It won't take 40 years, I promise. Okay. So, appropriate the great patristic tradition that you've got to be prayer. As St. Augustine puts it, your prayer is the word you speak to God. When you read the Bible, God speaks to you. When you pray, you speak to God. Now, it isn't that in our prayer the Lord can't speak to us, but he's already got it because we're dumb. You know, we've already got a whole text where he has spoken. Wrote us a letter. You know, the Bible is like a letter from God. Origen, one of the great masters of that way of reading the Bible. Notice how he's coming back into his own. Origen, he was under a cloud for a while. He had enemies. And of course, he was the first great theologian in a way after Irenaeus, and you know, he didn't have a lot of help. Origen maintains that understanding Scripture demands even more than study, closeness to Christ and prayer. Origen was convinced, in fact, that the best way to know God is through love. This is Origen. The man, they called him the diamond man. He was so hard, not hard in his heart, but so tough. Nothing could tire him out. Nothing could dissuade him from going on. And he finally, as you know, died as a result of torture in prison. He's the man who says, the best way to get to know God is through love. And there can be no direct, rather authentic, knowledge of Christ apart from growth in his love. In his letter to Gregory, the great Alexandrian theologian gave this advice, that is, Origen's letter to Alexander, to Gregory, rather. Devote yourself to the lexio of the divine scriptures. Apply yourself to this with perseverance. Do your reading with the intent of believing in and pleasing God. If during the lexio you encounter a closed door, knock, and it will be opened to you by that guardian of whom Jesus said, the gatekeeper will open it for you. By applying yourself in this way to the lexio divina, search diligently and with unshakable trust in God for the meaning of the divine scriptures, which is hidden in great fullness within. You know, when I started reading the Bible seriously, I was 20, and I learned really early to just stop and say to God the Father, I don't have the slightest idea what this means. I don't know what this means. You've got to help me. I don't know. Did he ever help me? My goodness. But then he helped me also, in my case, by giving me an education to study Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic and all that, and then spend my life studying the Scripture, you know, and teaching Scripture, which has been wonderful. But when I started, I just had to say to God, I don't get it. What does this mean? I don't get it. And I'd sort of wait, and I'd get a little, you know, thank you, I got it. You know, I'm starting to get it. And it's wonderful. You ask, and God answers, and you experience the answer. So the book becomes almost like a telephone, you know. You talk, and then you listen, and then the book talks, you see? Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. But he also added, ask, and you shall receive. I guess that's what I was doing. I would just stop. I'd say, Lord, I don't understand it. I mean, I know it's beautiful and deep, but I'm just too stupid. I don't get it. And I would wait and pray, and very often, oh, I understand. A little bit, but enough to have my heart consoled, to get enthused about loving the Father, you know, and straighten out where my mind was mixed up. We have such a lousy idea of God. And so reading the Scriptures gives us this beautiful. I've told you this before, but I remember when I was in those 20s, maybe the 20s, I was reading how David wept over Absalom. The son who rebelled against him was out to wage war and to kill him. And Joab killed Absalom, even though David said, take care of my boy. What did David do? He wept. Absalom. Absalom, my son. Who would grant to me that I could die for you? Absalom. I read that and I said, that's Jesus. That's an anticipated realization of the Logos incarnate right there. That's what's in store for us when we read the Scriptures.